Okay, yeah, I know, right? You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all for coming today. I'm going to call the meeting to order at Legion Steam Academy Board of Directors meeting at 7:04 p.m. I'm going to do a roll call. Ms. Okamoto?
Present.
Mr. Santos?
Present.
And myself, Samantha Odo, present. Instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Legion Steam Academy, which operates the Legion Steam Academy Thrive Charter School, welcomes your participation at the Allegiance Board meetings. The purpose of a public meeting of the Board of Directors is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope that you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. To assist you in the ease of speaking and participating in our meetings, the following guidelines are provided and are included in board policy. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at email at allegiancesteamacademy.org. 2, requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments. 3, public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes, and total time allotted to non-agenda items at regular meetings will not exceed 15 minutes. 4, when addressing the board, speakers are requested to state their name and adhere to the time limits set forth. 5, in compliance with Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Steam Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Steam Academy. Do we have any public comments? No? Okay. We're going to approve the agenda for board meeting for January 28th. We're making a correction to this. The original agenda said special board meeting for January 15th, 2018, but it's actually an agenda for board meeting for January 28th. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Yeah,
aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Okay. Item scheduled for consent. The minutes for special board meeting held on January 15, 2018. And the job descriptions. You guys all read the job descriptions. Do we have any questions or concerns regarding this?
No.
No? Okay. Do I have a motion?
A motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Item scheduled for discussion and action. 1, nomination and election of new board members. Allegiance Steam Academy bylaws state in Article 7, Section 3, the number of directors shall be no less than 3 and no more than 5. The board intends to increase the directors from 3 board members to each serving a 3-year term. It is recommended the board of directors nominate and approve Andrew Vesti as a director to Allegiance Steam Academy Board of Directors. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 3-0. It's recommended the Board of Directors nominate and approve Raquel Rawl as a director to Allegiance Steam Academy Board of Directors. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Item scheduled for discussion and action. Already did that one. Okay. Board policy and administrative regulations regarding business and non-instructional operations. Allegiance Team Academy is committed to fiscal solvency and ensuring the most effective use of ASA funds to support the charter school's mission. ASA is dedicated to guaranteeing all funds are budgeted, accounted for, expended, and maintained appropriately. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve board policy and administrative regulations regarding business and non-instructional operations. Do we have any questions or discussions on this item?
No.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes 5-0. Fiscal management control and policy. Fiscal management control policy. Allegiance Team Academy ASA is committed to establishing internal controls and ensuring the most effective use ASA funds to support the charter school's mission. ASA will establish policies and procedures to ensure public funds are properly used. Do we have any questions or discussions on this item?
I just want to say that this policy is going to be good for organization because it's going to set the precedents to make sure that no fiscal mismanagement occurs, so we have a strong and healthy budget so we can move forward and have a successful school.
Thank you. Anybody else? It is recommended the Board of Directors approve, accept, agree to, and adopt the fiscal management control policy. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Employee recruitment plan. The board will review an employee recruitment plan that outlines staffing targets and deadlines and articulates the Allegiance Team Academy's strategic plan for recruitment. Do we have any questions or discussions on this item? It is recommended the Board of Directors approve the employee recruitment plan. Do I hear a motion?
I move that we approve the employee recruitment plan.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 5-0. Student recruitment plan. Student recruitment and community outreach are the first portion of the larger student enrollment process for Allegiance Team Academy. The board will review student recruitment plan that will ensure maximum enrollment as well as a healthy waiting list. Do we have any questions or discussions on this item?
Just with the student recruitment plan, it's a basic plan right now. You guys have all had a chance to review it, mm-hmm. but it'll be evolving. There's even some, which are our next agenda item, we'll hear about a software program that will also assist us in this getting with social media, email blasts, phone blasts, stuff like that. So this plan right now is just basic and it'll evolve as we get staff and that in place and outreach to the community.
Okay. Anybody else? No. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve the student recruitment plan. Do I hear a motion?
I'll motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Six, okay, software program for lottery and the student recruitment services. Allegiance Team Academy intends to purchase a software program to assist in student program and the lottery. The software will create custom enrollment software to ensure all ASA families and staff will benefit from a streamlined and modernized enrollment and lottery process. ASA has received proposals from Schoolmint and Power School to provide this service. Do I have any discussions or questions on this item?
Dr. Sebastian Cognetta, who's helped us with this, is going to just go over each quote and the services that they provide.
Great. Thank you.
Have you had a chance to review the, thank you for allowing me to
Thank you.
Speak. The two services are not identical, but the two software programs do have an overlapping feature, which is the lottery and registration feature. So we're vetting those for cost and functionality, and then the ability to integrate into a student information system. My recommendation would be to move forward with Schoolmint. Its integration into student information systems is pretty flawless.
Okay.
And for the price point, it's one of the best things you can get for the cost.
Okay.
PowerSchool is a great system. I'm familiar with it. I don't think for the cost for this first year, the first few years with the enrollment projections, is the right fit for Allegiance.
Okay.
Both are worth looking at. Based on the information I have available today, I would recommend Schoolmint as a tool.
Any questions?
No, I would just like to make a motion that we enter into a contract with Schoolmint to provide the service just based on cost and the capabilities of that program.
Right. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes 5-0. Desert Mountain Charter Special Education Local Plan Area. This is our SELPA, or this is the SELPA that, or SELPA. Allegiance STEAM Academy intends to join the Desert Mountain Charter SELPA to provide special education services to the organization. Do we have any questions or discussions on that item?
Sure. So all charter schools are required to be a part of the SELPA. There are different options, and where you are located regionally is one of the largest factors in that option. Desert Mountain has a track record of working very well with charter schools. They actually have a specific charter SELPA, and the guidance is absolutely sound, especially for newer schools. And the application's been completed. Now it's just a matter of submitting it, and the way this works is they give you some feedback, they work with you, and strengthen that application. What I'm not familiar with is their timeline for the decision, but that's information we can
have. Thank you. Do you have any other questions or comments?
No, just thank you, Dr. Cognetta, for working on that. He volunteered to help us out a couple months ago, and this is one of the areas that is a strength for him, and we appreciate him volunteering and taking the time to do this, because it's an important part of our school, the special education portion, and we've heard nothing but good things about Desert Mountain. So with that, I make a motion to approve the submittal of our application.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? This motion passes 5-0. All right. Next is my resignation as board president. The board will consider accepting the resignation of Samantha Odo as board president, but I would like to remain on the board, or on the board as a member. Any questions? Okay. It is recommended the board of directors accept the resignation of Samantha Odo as board president. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
And Sam, thank you very much for taking on this role, though, at the very beginning.
Oh,
wow. You know, when we all came up with this idea and you volunteered to be the board president, and it's not having experience doing it, it's not exactly fun. But, you know, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, now we need to elect new board officers. So, election of board officers. Allegiance STEAM Academy bylaws, Article 8, Section 3 states officers of this corporation shall be chosen every 2 years by the board of directors. The board will consider filling an officer opening on the board of directors. Any questions? It is recommended the board of directors nominate and approve Andrew Vesti as a board president for Allegiance STEAM Academy Board of Directors. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 5-0. All right, so now we're going to go into closed session. Right? Oh,
thanks. Sorry. So closed session, we have one item for closed session for discussion, possible action. It's public employee appointment, Government Code Section 54957, title CEO, principal. Public comments on closed session items. Comments related to closed session items shall be limited to no more than 3 minutes. If you wish to speak on an item that will be discussed in closed session, please turn in a comment card to the board secretary. And there are no comment cards, so we will go into closed session at 7:20 p.m. And we're going to have to borrow.
Yeah, I think that they're still in a meeting there, so we're going to actually have to have.
He's not talking.
Can you go upstairs? Perfect. So you guys can go upstairs.
Okay, we'll go upstairs. Yeah. All right, we are back in open session at 8:28 p.m. And this is a very exciting time for our organization as Dr. Sebastian Cognetta has been hired as the CEO principal for Allegiant STEAM Academy. We will enter into an employment contract beginning July 1, 2018. The details of the contract will be discussed at a later board meeting. Until then, Dr. Cognetta will be working pursuant to a consulting contract, which was approved by the board of directors. So congratulations, thank you. I think you wanted to say something. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Not too much, you've been here a little while, right? So, thank you. More than anything, I just wanted to express this upstairs, but thank the board for this opportunity. I think one thing you'll get to know real quick, in my disposition, how I approach working in education is I very much am humbled by the gravity of this responsibility. You are entrusting in us with your most valued asset, your children. That's how I see it. That's how I expect everyone who works at Allegiant to see this responsibility. And that every time you're on campus and doing a part of the work we expect you, we want you there, right, to be reminded that we approach this responsibility with that much gravity and humility. You are entrusting us with your most valued asset, and that is something we will not forget. One thing that right out of the gates to help you know a little bit about your first CEO at Allegiant, so we're not strangers, right? Mm-hmm. It is important that everyone in our community understand that it is a shared responsibility to realize our school, right? To build our school. What drew me to this in the first place was I'd always had the vision of being a part of a true homegrown grassroots effort to bring a school of choice to the students in its community. And this was that opportunity, and as soon as that was clear, I kind of pounced on it, and so that's important to me, that to be able to help be a part of a group of parents coming together and wanting a choice, school of choice in their community, and realizing it. You've done it. It's such an honor. When we first started talking, I wasn't sure what stage we were in, right, what the school was in, but to learn that the petition had been approved, I was just in awe about what had already taken place to get this far. It's work to get to this point. There's plenty of work ahead, right? I also call on you now to join and roll up your sleeves and continue to do the things that it's going to take to realize the best education we can for these wonderful little people who are here, or younger people who are here. I love them. You'll find at Allegiance that you will be reminded daily that it is a community effort, it is a team effort to put this into practice. It's not going to happen any other way. It'll be work. It'll be humbling work. It'll be exciting work. I am so honored by the opportunity to share that with you. So, thank you.
All right, last but not least, adjournment. It is recommended the board of directors adjourn the regular board meeting for January 28, 2018. Do I have a motion?
All motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And this meeting is adjourned at 8:32 p.m.